Hello there and welcome to this Expert HR podcast on PwC's approach to family-friendly policies and flexible working patterns. I'm Noelle Murphy. Joining me today is Charlotte Billett-Taylor, Leader of Employee Relations Policy and Advice at PwC. Now, PwC is one of the 10 organisations that have already published their parental leave and pay policies online. They've done this because of MP Jo Swinson's tabled bill looking for transparency on employers' offerings when it comes to family-friendly policies. This bill will mean that employers with more than 250 employees will have to publish family-friendly policies so that people can take these offerings into account when thinking about applying for a job or not. So this in turn should drive up the quality of family-friendly policies just through competition for new employees alone. Charlotte, thanks for joining us today. I thought we could start by outlining what policies PwC has published online.
Yes, of course, and thank you very much for having me along today. It's great to be here and have this opportunity to share some information with you. The information that we've shared is essentially all of our family leave policies, including maternity and adoption leave, paternity leave, shared parental leave, and our parental leave policy.
And what was the thinking for PwC behind doing this?
We basically need more diversity at the top levels of our business. And we know that working parents bring huge value to our organisation and to workforces generally. By publishing our parental leave policies, we see this as another step towards levelling the playing field for all when it comes to recruitment and progression. And we're hoping that more organisations will get behind this really important campaign.
And when you went to publish all these policies online, was everybody at PwC on board?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So Laura Hinton, who is our Chief People Officer and board member, and Sarah Churchman, who is our Chief Inclusion, Community and Wellbeing Officer, were really keen for PwC to be involved in what we see as a really important initiative.
A large city-based employer like PwC wouldn't immediately come to mind as like pioneers of flexible working. But you offer a wide range of arrangements and options to employees. Before we go into the detail of those policies, what exactly was the driving force behind the move to greater flexibility in working arrangements?
Well, we want to ensure that our culture is as inclusive as possible and that opportunities are open to all. By publishing our parental leave pay policies on our external website, we're hoping to encourage greater transparency on the support available for working parents. As well as publishing our competitive parental leave policies, we're working hard to create a culture where different ways of working are encouraged and our people feel really supported taking time out of the workplace for caring responsibilities and other commitments. And they feel confident balancing work and, you know, home lives as well.
So can you tell us a little bit about the different arrangements on offer at PwC?
So our maternity, adoption and shared parental leave policies all offer 22 weeks of full pay, along with all of the benefits that are already in place. And people taking ordinary paternity leave are entitled to 2 weeks of full pay. So it's open to everyone, subject to meeting the criteria. There's no clawback arrangements in place. So it really allows people to go off and take their leave knowing that they will receive pay in the normal way for the 22-week period.
And the criteria, is that around length of service?
It is around length of service. So it's there's a 26-week qualifying period for maternity, adoption and paternity leave. For parental leave, there's a one-year qualifying period. And again, for shared parental leave, that's also a 26-week period.
So I know PwC has what they call a general flexible talent network. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the take-up of it?
Absolutely. We've had a hugely positive response to this initiative, which essentially allows people to apply for opportunities knowing that there is flexibility attached to them. So we've almost turned it upside down. So whereas historically people have applied for opportunities, then ask the questions about the flexibility angle to it. This is an opportunity where we have gone out to market saying these are flexible opportunities to work flexibly. We've had a really positive take-up. Over 3,500 people have applied for not just the Flexible Talent Network, but our other initiatives such as the Audit Busy Season programme and the returnship programmes.
Because that's really quite revolutionary, isn't it? The request to work flexibly usually comes in once you've been offered the job, which kind of makes a little bit of the conversation not quite straightforward between the employer and the employee, because nobody's entirely sure what's required until the offer is there. But when you were putting that in place, was there any resistance anywhere in the company? Was everybody on board with all this?
We had actually raised questions from some of our internal existing employees who wanted to know, what does that mean for me if I want this opportunity? So it was actually really useful in getting people asking those questions, perhaps been thinking about wanting to take a more flexible approach to how they balance work and home lives. And what we've been able to do is direct them to the policies already in place. So our everyday flexibility arrangements, which is how you kind of work in flexibility into your everyday working life without having to defer to a formal contractual arrangement. So it may be how I leave at 3 o'clock to go and pick up my child from school or to take them to a football match, for example. So yes, it's raised some questions, but we've been able to respond to those by encouraging them to look at the opportunities there, the policies already in place.
So sometimes line managers in these kind of situations can need a little bit of encouragement to have the confidence to go ahead with flexible working arrangements. That can take a little bit of time, can't it?
It can take some time, and we are working on making sure that those people, line managers, have the tools for those conversations and they feel confident in understanding what's there and how they can be best used and utilised by our employees. So it's a journey.
You mentioned the audit and busy season. How does that work in practice?
So this is a new programme to recruit experienced auditors for approximately 4 to 5 days per week for a period of 4 to 6 months, essentially to help us through our particularly busy audit season. It's going really well, and we've already made a number of offers. So we're close to our recruitment target, which, you know, basically is excellent progress for a new programme.
So that gives the people who potentially have decided maybe to retire a little bit, they've got the experience that you would need to come back into the business and work for not the full year, but just 4 to 5 months.
Yes. And interestingly, some of the primary reasons we're finding that candidates are interested in our flexible recruitment initiatives, so across, you know, audit busy season, the Flexible Talent Network, and returnship programmes are, as you might expect, parents with young children who are looking for a better work-life balance, people with elderly parents who are spending 1 to 2 days a week looking after them, people who are trying to return to work who are close to retirement age, finding not many employers are willing to employ them, people who are involved in charity volunteering initiatives and or want to travel, but also experienced candidates who've reached a point in their career where they don't want to climb the ladder any longer, but still want to be able to utilise their experience a few days a week. So there's a variety of reasons that people are interested in these programmes.
It actually makes absolute sense, doesn't it? Because PwC is allowing themselves access to hugely talented people who just need a little bit of flexibility or want to have this work-life balance.
It's a win-win for us. People who may not even have given PwC a second thought or thought we wouldn't be interested because we're looking at people who work in a particular way. And that's absolutely not the case. We really want to kind of reach these people who've thought, actually, I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can manage the balance that I need working for a large organisation, professional services organisation, which is an incredibly busy environment.
And PwC has the ability to kind of absorb that flexibility as well.
Yeah. Oh, and we know the value that these people can bring us. We really do appreciate that.
I know that PwC also operates a back-to-business programme.
Yeah, so that's the returnship programme that I was talking about, one of the initiatives. It is in development, but so far it seems to be progressing well and we are getting interest in that. So it's a programme that's work in progress, but again, we recognise the importance of tapping into those individuals who have spent some time out caring for their children or caring for a relative and perhaps a bit nervous about returning to work work or wondering how they enter that environment again.
In your experience, given that you've really tried to turn things on their head there at PwC, what are the three main things that employers need to get right when it comes to family-friendly policies in the workplace?
I would say transparency, simplicity, and most importantly, buy-in from senior stakeholders.
And what would you say are the biggest lessons that PwC has learned?
I think you can have a really generous offering, but if you make the policy too complicated or not flexible or agile enough, then it won't be perceived in the way that you want it to be. And we need to continue to raise the profile of those policies internally so people understand them, so they understand how shared parental leave might work for them and that they feel confident enough tapping into what's there.
So it's not just about launching them, it's about them being organic things within the organisation, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I couldn't emphasise how important that is, actually.
And finally, what would you say has been the greatest success of PwC's broadened approach to family-friendly policies?
Well, I'm really proud of our take-up of shared parental leave. I mean, predominantly this is by our male population at the moment, so, you know, a question what we can do there to encourage more females to take it up. But it's been really well received and the confidence is growing. People are feeling comfortable in taking it. I think there's some things we can do to the policy so that we can continue to make that agile and fit for purpose. But yeah, incredibly proud of the take-up since we introduced it.
Great. Thanks very much for joining us today, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me.
Expert HR has a wide range of tools available on the site to support employers' approaches to flexible working, including our Good Practice Guide. Thanks a million for listening, and do join us again next time.